But next, Laurie, I believe that you've been looking at a paper where researchers have solved the puzzle of why LEDs droop.
It does sound a little odd, but just bear with me. There's nothing mechanical about this droop, this efficiency droop that LED manufacturers and lighting manufacturers speak about is actually when you get a drop in the efficiency of an LED when you increase the current that you apply to it. And the major problem with this is that if we want LEDs to be very bright, we want to apply a large current to them. So we want to increase the current and then increase the light output from the LED. But with a particular type of LED, you actually don't get that. You get a kind of a deviation from this perfect straight line. You get this droop in efficiency. And a group led by Claude Weisbuch, who is from the University of California in Santa Barbara, that is just it's just actually being published in the next week or so, seems to have actually discovered the culprit of this efficiency droop. And they've actually made some real measurements, very definitive measurements, to prove that their theory is actually correct.
How have they done it? What have they done?
Well, basically, these LEDs that they use are called InGaN, so indium gallium nitride LEDs. And basically what they've done is they modelled, about 2 years ago, a group modelled this LED and tried to understand why they were getting this drop in efficiency. And they found that if you had this system, this effect called Auger recombination inside the material, that would explain this droop. It would explain the drop in output of light of the LED. And this Auger recombination is basically, it's kind of fundamental to the operation of an LED. So inside one of these LEDs, you actually have lots of charge carriers, so electrons and holes that are being created and recombining all the time. So that's how they work. When an electron and a hole combine together, the energy that they release is released in the form of light. So that's how an LED works. But sometimes you can get these three particle interactions. This is this Auger recombination, where you do get an electron hole being produced, but the energy that actually releases just heats up another electron, so another unstable electron, so this third particle. So the energy being released is not as light, but is lost as heat. So to actually try and measure this is a huge challenge, but this group have managed to do it. They've looked at the electron distribution within these InGaN devices, within these LEDs, and they've found that they're absolutely right. The theory that Auger recombination would explain this deficiency is completely correct.
When I think about an LED light, I think of it as being incredibly bright already and also not giving off a huge amount of heat compared to a traditional light bulb and an incandescent bulb. How does that fit with this data that they've found?
Well, basically, they are very, very efficient. You're right, absolutely. They're really durable and they've incredibly long lifetimes, much, much longer than an incandescent or a fluorescent bulb. And they don't have a filament either, so that's why they don't heat up. They're just based on charges moving around inside a material. So in that way, they seem like a really obvious choice. But the problem is, if we want to illuminate a large area, we need to apply a very high current. And with LEDs, when we apply this large current, we just don't get the light output that we want to get. So we actually don't get it to illuminate a large area. We just get a very small, bright source of light, which isn't very good if we want to replace incandescent or fluorescent bulbs.
So Laurie, now you know, or now this team know, why you get the droop and what's underlying it, does that mean we can come up with a strategy to get round it? Or is there a wall there it's impossible to surmount unless we completely change materials?
This effect, this recombination effect, it can't be eliminated because part of it actually defines how the LED actually works. But you can minimise this Auger recombination by being a bit clever with the materials engineering. So this group actually believe you can use the same materials, this indium gallium nitride, that already gives you nice blue efficient LEDs. But by changing the actual structure of the material on the nanoscale, you can actually design it so that the recombination is at least minimised. So it's definitely going to change how we design our LEDs from now on.
Having installed some, I have to say, they're absolutely fabulous, and I'm behind them all the way, but even brighter ones would be better.